Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Svarmoroni Mimurasi. It's based on the Torah Meir Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. It's well known what the Gra says, that Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. It's like Purim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. So, in every Yom Tif, you have Chetzi Al Hashem and Chetzi Al Hachem, half for God and half for you. So, Purim and Yom Kippur are two parts of one half, of one whole, two halves of one whole. And Memela, the Chetzi Ol Hashem is Purim, and the Chetzi Ol Hashem, the half only to God, is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you just all day, you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't sleep so much. You daven, you daven, you daven, it's Hashem. Purim, a little bit of davening, a little bit of learning, but it's mostly Lachem, lots and lots of party. That's called Kula Lachem. So normally you have one day is split up in Chetzi Ol Hashem and Chetzi Ol Hachem. Here, 2 days split up among 2 days, Yom Kippurim, Purim and Yom Kippur. V'haya nira'a ra kilu k'chaser echetimtzi. In other words, it's like we lack a echetimtzi, it means, because on Yom Kippur, you can't have the Chetzi Ol Hachem. So you need to have another day to be mashlim, to fill it in, and that's going to be Purim. Thank you, Purim. However, it would seem that there's a lot more than just a lack of a hechetimtzi of a means to get the Chetzi Ol Hachem. But rather, shachetzi lachem mitkayim be'etzem biyom b'fnei atzmo. The Chetzi Ol Hachem has to have its own day, and it has to be dafkan Purim. And that's because on Matan Torah, when the Jewish people were makabel the Torah, and they said nasev nishma, everybody got two crowns, keneged naseh, keneged nishma. And then they lost the naseh when they sinned at the Chet HaEgel. The Maharal, Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Chof Tes, explains that these two ksarim, nishma, is aydei sechel hashomea. Naseh, the do, is through the body. Nishma is through the intellect. The reason there's a crown for Nase is because at the time of Matan Torah, they no longer had Zoama, they no longer had the impurity of the Nachash, Shabbos 146a, and the Nachash in Gan Eden, and they were about to be Zoch in Tchias HaMesim. And without this impurity, even the Guf Mitzad Atzmo is Muchan Lechavin Rotzon Hashem, the body itself, can fulfill the will of God, and is nimshach me'atzma l'ratzin Hashem, without needing the seichel, so even the body is holy. So you have these two ksorim, and each one has a shilton bifnei atzma. Even the guf has a shilton. Even the guf has power, because nasa, because the body is pure now, and it wants to do ratzin Hashem. And the loss of nasa is the loss of this maila, this memshal of the guf, to feel the ratzon Hashem, because asiyah is shaykh to the guf. So it comes around Purim. Purim is bitul koach hara min haolam. It's bitul hamolek, who represents the nachash. So we go back to the matzav that's before the zoama, before the impurity of the nachash, before the nachash injected his impurity into mankind. And the chiyuv of the besume bipuraya, the chiyuv to get to drunk on Purim, is the bisum, boisem, the good smell that removes the reach ra. Right, we know that the world was filled with a good smell when the Jews received the Torah. Today is also Purim. There's also the day of receiving the Torah. It's a good smell. The bisume bipuraya on Purim removes this evil smell of that taroivus, of that mixture of ra. And the avoid of ad lo yoda hu hachzarat haketer. So now, when we do the Adalo Yoda, and we're Mekadesh our bodies, we use our bodies to serve God, that is the Hachzara, the restoring of the crown to the body, before we lost the Nase, when we sinned. The Chet HaEgel, we lost the Nase, but now we get it back on Purim. Because now our body is serving God. To show that our body, Mitzad Atzmo, is Samacha Rotzen Hashem. That's the Avoidus. Ad Lo Yodav of of Purim. Avodis Adlo Yodav Purim is to bring back the Keser of Nase. And we see this whole idea by the Machtzis HaShekel. Hiktim Shikleim Shel Yisrael Nesha Galui V'yadu Lefnei Misha Amar Ve'ya Olam She'atid Haman L'shkol Kedei Le'abdam. First we give our shkolim so that we beat Haman's shkolim. Ve'apasuk Ma'arich La'agid, what's the shear of Machtzis HaShekel? Esrim HaGeirah HaShekel. In other words, Machtzis HaShekel is 10 Geirah, HaShekel is 20. And the Oshir Lo Yarbe V'ada Lo Yamit. Whenever we find 10, we know the Maral, 10 is a Dabar Shalim. There's nothing holy that's less than 10. And this Pasuk is coming to establish the Shekel as Esrim Geirah. So Machtzis HaShekel is 10. 10 is a Dabar Shalim Bifnei Atzmo, a Gantz Zach. This chelek that's mechaper al nafshei seinu is a davar sholim bifnei atzma. And just like Yom Kippur, that's mechaper on the chet ha'egel, is a yom sholim, so too the chetzi hasheni can't be less than a davar sholim bifnei atzma. That's why it has to be its own day, and it has to be Purim. Because it's machtzis, and that machtzis has to be a complete. Es eser, it has to be 10 geira. That's the amount of the Machtzis HaShekel. Number 10, which is the Davar Shalim. Rashi says in Chumash that the Geirah is a ma, a coin of small value in Aramaic. So the Machtzis HaShekel is 10. It's a Davar Shalim. Because this Machtzis has to be Shalim. Because we have a Shlemus of the Keser of Nasin, a Shlemus of the Keser of Nishma. So when you're giving your machtzis HaShekel, adalo, it has to be a ganze zach. Ha'ashir lo yarbe v'adalo yamit. And just like Yom Kippur, which is mechaper and the cheda egel is a yom shalem, so to Purim, when the zoma goes away, now the goof is holy, it also has to be a davar shalem. And therefore you need a whole day of adalo yoda, a whole day of kedushas haguf. And we know there's going to be no michshal. Because you have this chatzia be'esrim geiru, which is a davar shalem. You have this purity, this complete purity. So yeah, each one has their own day. It's not just echisaron of echitimsi. But that's the essence of the day. We get back our nase. So it's a davar shalem. Nase is a davar shalem. Nishma is a davar shalem. You know that Yom Kippur is a davar shalem. It's mechaper al cheda egel. So too the nase is also mechaper al cheda egel. They both get their own days, just like the machtzis HaShekel. That a half is a ganze zach. It's 10. Machtzis HaShekel is 10, which is a ganze zach. Which is also l'chaper al nafshei seichem. See here also the kapara. It's a davar shalem. It's 10. And that's why we give these machtzis HaShekel to save us from Haman. Before Haman gives his shekel. Shekel is shokel, it's weight, it's value. That's what Purim is about. What's valuable? Yokel, mayasi, yokel, yesil, mimeni. Haman wants the yakus. It ends up going to Mordechai, as we spoke about in a different shir. So that's the union of the machtzis HaShekel, it's a davar shalem, the kapara of Purim, the nase, and also the nishma of Yom Kippur, of the Chetzi Ol Hashem, and these 2 days come together beautifully. We continue on. Quoting the Mishnah on Avos, another idea. Ein lecha adam she'ein lo shah. Everybody has their time. Avos 4:3. So we all have that time that the eternity shines within the person. Eternity shines within the person. And what we have in a yachid, we also have in a tzibur. So the time of Mesibas HaPurim is definitely a time of Gilui Nekudas HaNetzach. This is the holiday of the eternity of the Jewish people. during the Suda, everybody can be zeuchet to be mevar this nekudas hanetzach within himself. Ein kol nekudah b'zman. Whenever you have a nekudah in time, there's also a parallel nekudah in the soul of man that we see in the Pachad Yitzchak on Shabbos and the Kunshus HaRashimus Hei Gimel. So too lehefech. When there's a nekudah in the soul of man, we also have that in time. And at the time of Geulas Purim, that was Mevarer Kedushas Netzach Yisrael. You can't destroy the Jewish people. And it must be that this nekudah is found in every person as well. And on the Sudas Purim, it says the Lashon of Asiya Niskorim V'Nasim. Rashi in Esther 9:28, Yerushalmi Megillah 1:1. In other words, Nekudas Netzach Yisrael Murgeshes B'Muchosh B'Simchazu. That the eternity of the Jewish people is felt in this Suda, this Asiya. And anybody can get to his chelik in the Nitzchias of Am Yisrael. You have to make it. You make it. Person makes the proper Suda, he can feel the Nekud of Netzach Yisrael within him. The Gemara says that Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people because he knew the time when God gets angry. Rega be'apoy. There's one moment, one fraction of a second, and Bilam knew how to be mechabe to that fraction. Fractosis, what can he say in one, what curse can he curse in 1 minute, in 1 second, in a fraction of a second? What can he possibly say? So in Fractosis, he can say kalem. One word, letfoset otan nekudata tamsichi be'emesan nitzchis v'lechalot, to take that nekud of netzach and destroy it. U'mitokach navin ma shekara ba'atzala zot, now we can understand what happened on Purim. It was all mirukaz. It was all centralized to one day. Okay, so 2 days, 3 days. No. He wanted to chap that one shah achas, that one moment, and grab the Jewish people then. So he was mapel the goyro. And he said, oh, it's gevaldik. I can get them on the right day, and then they're gone. I'm going to get that nekuda. Can't be too spread out, that nekud of Netzach Yisrael in time, and destroy them then. Gemara says, "Avza agam zois beyosam beretz oivem, lo maasim legulogatim lechaloisam, bimei Haman." Megillah 11a. In the time of Haman, Haman wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Lechaloisam includes the word kalem, to destroy. That's what he wanted to do, to chap that nekud achas, that one point in time, and destroy the Jewish people. Vayafach Hashem es haklola lebrocha, it says by Bilam. He transformed the curse into a blessing. In other words, the mila of kalem was transformed into melech, into king, from destroyed to king. Usuras melech bo. Kol zman shenimseis ben mashuras hashrina, when the Jewish people have the dwelling of the shrina, then the truas melech bo. Crying out to the king, the singing to the king, the celebrating the king is within us. We have this kiyum of netzach. We turn the kalem to melech, usuras melech bo. The shout of the king is amongst them. Rashi there says, loshon chibo v'reus. It's a loshon of friendship, of love. The Shechin is among them. We have the Truas Melech. We turn the Kalem into Melech. The mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is Behaniach Hashem Elokecha L'chom Mikol Oivecha Misaviv Timches Zecher Amalek. Shteit Mechazal Behaniach Matai Ze Yiyye Bezman Sheyevar Avoy Dezor Me'oila Shei Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad Oz Zman Mechias Amalek. When is going to be this Behaniach? When there's a biur, when there's a burning out of Avodah Zarah, removal of Avodah Zarah from the world, and God's name is going to be one. That's going to be Zman Mechias Amalek. What this means is, Shadafka acharei kol zeh anu ponim atzmenu la'esek mechiyat Amalek. There's no more Avodah Zarah in the world, and now we say, Dos is the tzeit, this is the time, la'asok b'mechiyat Amalek. What do we care if Amalek is destroyed before this time? Before the Behaniach? No. צריכים להרגיש הנצח שנמצא כאן. We have to understand the eternity that we're dealing with over here. That dealing with Amalek is different than dealing with other problems in the world. Dealing with Amalek goes back to the roots of Brias Hara. And all of the histafuyot, how it branches out from generation to generation, all different tzaras, individual tzaras, are just a histaifus mehara hazeh me'asoni shenikra Amalek. It all starts with Amalek, Reish is Goyim. That's the beginning, that's the root of the problem. V'hainu shacharei shebehaniach me'ashar. We got all the outgrowths of Amalek. Now we get to the root of Brias Hara Ba'olam. And if you're dealing with the details, then you're not toifes the klolios of Metzias. If there's avodah zarah in the world, there are averus, there are tzaras. You have to be metapel in the pratim. You have to take care of the details. When do we turn to the most basic word, to the principle, to the root, when do we root canal of the evil? That's behaniach. And then we get to the root of evil, and then we get to our nitzchias, ulaom alom yematz. It's going to be us or them. Zeh comes in noifer, like the Gemara says. V'gam zeh yisod gadol etzleinu, la'akir chashivut hadaya, hadat b'milchama zo. Hadat hi kol kach ikari b'zeh, shekol zman shein bevoar etzleinu, she'oskim b'nyan haklali hagadol hazeh. Ein zeh hadat b'inin la'aroch milchama zo. We have to know we're waging this war. We have to have the proper das. That we know we're waging war about our eternity. Behaniach, we got rid of all the pratim, all the details, all the little avodah zarah lachs in the world, and now we get to the root of the Rav, Amalek. And then Timcha, Loshan Asifri, Behaniach, Ad Haniach Shelo Tegor Alecha Kibbutzim. Ava Bo'isa Shah Shel Enes Nag Behaniach. Enes Nagdus Nechlekas Lagutus Agutus El Mechom Anokut Achas, Lot Sarah Pratis. Hakol Nichlo Benokut Achas. Now we're not dealing. There's not going to be anybody else coming upon us. Haniach. No groups coming upon us. It's just going to be dealing with the Sheirish Hara with Amalek. It's not going to be a Tzara Pratis. We're dealing here with a cloud. That's what the Das has to be Toifes on this day. And we're not dealing with details. We're dealing with the Sheirish Hara to remove the Sheirish Hara from the world. Everyone has a Tikkun except Amalek. Only Amalek Timcha Mitachas HaShemayim. It's the only nation. Do we have specifically a mitzvah on that specific? It's also the Sheva Amim in Eretz Yisrael, but that's another idea. But the Amalek, it's because they're the Sharish Hara. And that's the yisod of this Simcha of Purim. When the person gets to Adelo Yoda, all that's left is one nekuda. For one word, Melech, Melech, Malchem, Lochem, from Kalem to Melech. To be Mamlich the Melech, Usuas Melech Bo. To transform everything into Malchus, Malchus, Netzach Yisrael. That the Malchus of Hashem is revealed through Am Yisrael. And therefore Hashem's Malchus is totally in our Netzach. Kiviyachol, kiviyachol, kiviyachol. Atem Eidai v'ani Keil, like we spoke about in a previous year. The Medrash says, when we're Eidim, Hashem is Keil. Hakol nitfas bazeh. Ein kanel ratzon echad, umatzav shekaze tov shiyeh lanu mafteach b'mila achat. Melech. As kol purim b'mila achat. V'amila azoti melech. Ze Purim, Rabotai. Ze Purim. Nu, Bezrat Hashem, אנחנו נזכה לטעום מזה, ולהבין את זה, ולחזור לשורש, ולהמליך את המלך באמת. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.